This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we talk with Tanya Ablin of Churchill Downs about the 2021 Kentucky Derby that takes place tomorrow at Churchill Downs.
Hey, we're back on the first Saturday in May, and does it feel good to be back where it belongs?
We are right back where we should be, right? And as much as I appreciate the opportunity to have Derby last year, no matter when we needed to do it, there's nothing like Derby on the first Saturday in May in the spring in Kentucky, and so it just feels right. And you're right. I mean, last year was quite different than what we're used to in multiple ways, and this year I feel like we're sort of tiptoeing back into it. Normally, those horses, we load them in the starting gate, and they just run right out. For those of us who are playing the Derby, we just kind of are peeking our head out and making sure that we don't do anything wrong and that we can host a safe and responsible Derby. But you know what? In the end, those horses are going to make left turns around the track, and people are going to watch on TV, and we hope that everyone has a lot of fun celebrating one of these traditions that we all love in Kentucky.
Tanya, what can people look forward to for this year's Kentucky Derby?
Well, it's certainly still going to feel a little different. If you're watching at home, you won't see the crowd that you're used to. We're at 50% capacity in the reserve seats. So, you know, when you see those horses make the turn toward the finish line, you won't see, you know, a full grandstand full of screaming guests. We're separating people as much as we needed to meet all of the safety protocols. The infield, we're down to about 30% capacity, so that won't be as full as you're used to seeing either. But really, we're just hoping that we can bring the spirit and energy of the Derby back and give the people of Kentucky a sense of normalcy, give the businesses here in Louisville, Kentucky, a way to sort of make some of the money back that they lost last year due to pandemic and due to having a spectator-free Derby in September. So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to. In terms of fashion, you know, we're still asking people to wear a mask, so a lot of folks are matching their masks to their hat. Hopefully this is the only year that you have to do that, but we are asking people to do that this year for the Derby.
Yeah, I think it's been neat this year. We've seen people come up with some very unique masks, and it's no telling what you're going to see for the Derby this year.
Well, and really, we wanted people to have fun with it. You know, look, we're all fatigued of all of the expectations that we've sort of taken on as our routine over the last year. I'm sure masks are one of them. But we really wanted people to try to have fun with it because, you know, Derby is all about over the top and costuming, and almost anything goes at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May. So we're encouraging folks to take that spirit onto your mask and let's have some fun with it because, like I said, hopefully it's the one and only Derby we ever have to do this.
Well, what kind of planning has gone into getting the Derby back where it normally belongs this year, Tanya?
Well, you know, last year it seems like we planned three derbies. You know, we'd already planned for the first Saturday in May in 2020, and then that got pushed to September, and we planned a September Derby with spectators, and then ultimately had to plan a September Derby without spectators, which I got to be honest with you, I was there that day, and it's really a different feeling without the fans there. So that was a little bit depressing. Hope we never have to do that again. And so this is the first time we've planned a derby within 8 months of itself. You know, we usually get that year lead time. And so, you know, I think there's been challenges and opportunities. On one hand, we learned so much through that process last year. And this year we decided instead of having to continually pull back in terms of what we're planning, let's plan based on what we know here and now. And then anything we can add to that would just feel like bonus. And that's what we've done. We were able to add general admission 2 weeks ago. We were able to increase our capacity slightly a few weeks ago. So it feels like we're doing the right thing. Vaccines are going well in Kentucky, the rollout. So we're really hoping to host a safe Derby in terms of the spectators and always in terms of the horses as well.
You know, it has to excite the jockeys and the horses when they hear the crowd at Churchill Downs on Derby Day when they're coming in the final stretch. Yeah, what a feeling there. And just to have them back in the stands this year, I think will mean a lot, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've heard from jockeys who have said when they make that turn toward the finish line, it's like it's like a wall, you're hitting a wall because it's this sound that comes at you, and I think it surprises the horses, but it also motivates the horses, and so you just never know how they're going to react to that, and you're exactly right. The jockeys have talked about what a feeling that is, and there's nowhere in the world that you get that besides the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. So I think people have been so excited to get back to the racetrack. You know, we're 4 days away from opening night, and certainly locally and hopefully across the state of Kentucky, everyone is just ready to celebrate again, and it feels good to say that word. Celebrate. You know, last year did not feel like a celebration. It just felt like a horse race.
What are some fun facts about the Derby people may not know, Tanya?
Oh gosh, you know, there are all kinds of fun facts in terms of what, you know, how many mint juleps we serve and how many hot dogs are served. This year, all of the food is all inclusive for people who have tickets. So that's something different this year. You know, I always like to look back 100 years at the Derby. And 100 years ago, the Derby horse that won was a horse called Behave Yourself. And at Churchill Downs, we have three bars in the clubhouse, and we say that they are, they're named after Kentucky Derby winners based on the way people sort of behave throughout the day on Kentucky Derby. So it starts with Behave Yourself, then it goes to I'll Have Another, and it ends with a bar called Regret. And my favorite story about Regret is that was the first filly to ever win the Kentucky Derby, and the trainer was so, owner and trainer were so disappointed that horse was born a filly that they named her Regret. And then she went on to be the first filly to win the Derby, one of only three that's done so. And so I like to say that that's what happens when you underestimate a woman. You end up regretting it.
There you go. Well, Tanya, any favorites out there for you on Derby yet? It's still too early to pick.
Well, you know, everyone's talking about Essential Quality, which is by and large the favorite. I like a horse called Soup and Sandwich, which right now on the leaderboard is about 14. It's a beautiful gray horse. So I'm looking at Soup and Sandwich, and then I'm a big fan of Hot Rod Charlie, too. Hot Rod Charlie won the Louisiana Derby a few weeks ago in New Orleans, and that's a horse that I've got my eye on, too. Right now, Hot Rod Charlie's number two on the leaderboard. And then, you know, yesterday, a horse called Midnight Bourbon caused a little bit of a scene on the backstretch of Churchill Downs and tried to make an escape. And so there's lots of funny pictures now on the internet of people trying to get Midnight Bourbon to behave. And so I always like a horse that is a little bit hard to tame. So Soup and Sandwich, Hot Rod Charlie, and Midnight Bourbon. That's my trifecta.
I like that. I think that's wonderful, Tanya. Yeah, so I guess the Derby, is it sold out or people can they still get a general admission ticket or what?
So you can still get general admission ticket. Those are available. We will not be selling them the day of. So typically you could sort of walk up and get a ticket. We won't be able to do that. So we're asking people to go online and buy those in advance. And there are some reserved seats also available for sale. So if you go to KentuckyDerby.com and go to the ticket tab, you can see what's available. And so there's opportunity to still join us. And not just on Derby Day, on the races leading to Derby Day. So we've got opening night in 4 days. We've got a day called Champions Day on Tuesday. And this year, we're inviting the community to come out and watch the horses work out in the morning and their morning works. And I'll be honest with you, that's free of charge and free parking. And I have to tell you, that's my favorite time of the day, is to watch those Derby horses exercise and work out in the morning. And so anybody who can make it to that, it's free and it's something you'll never forget.
Our guest today, Tanya Ablin with Churchill Downs. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.